It's what I long for. Righteousness is what I long for. Thank you, Father, for another day. Thank you for a glorious day, Father. We thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Take my way. We are all welcome, please. As we wait for the others, you are welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Forson, I see you. I see you, Ben Wesley. I see you, P. Natch. I see you, Olivette. I see you, Akia. I see you, Vicky. You are all welcome. Take my heart, Rabo Shara Baba. Take our hearts, Lord. Take our minds, Lord, and transform it. Take our will, God, and conform our wills to the will that heaven has destined for us, God. This morning, we say that take our mind, our heart, and our will. Thank you, Father. First, and I am good by God's grace. I am well. I am well by God's grace. Thank you for asking. God bless you. Oh, okay. Peanut is Nyantechi Akosiji. Nyakosi Nyantechi, you're welcome. I'm so glad you are here. God bless you, Asofo. Man of God, you are really, really welcome. Pastor, Pesinyantechi, you are welcome. Oh, oh, oh. Mohammed, you are welcome. Mohammed, can you leave a comment? Mohammed, you are welcome. Mohammed, kindly pass a comment. All right. I see you, Mohammed. Mohammed, where are you calling from? Where are you from? Where are you joining us from, Mohammed? Let's know. And we worship you, Lord, Lion of Judah. You are holy. Come on. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new morning. Thank you for your grace poured upon us. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thou art welcome at this place. Thou art welcome in our hearts, in our wills. Oh, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Authentic. Everybody, you all come wherever you are joining us from. This is Growing Together, a platform where all believers join. We learn together, we pray together, and we grow together. You are welcome once again, everybody. You are welcome again, once again. You are welcome once again, everybody. Thank you, Father, for this morning. We give you praise. Very soon we'll be delving into the word of the Lord this morning. Lion of Judah, you are holy. Gifty, you are welcome. Authentic, you are welcome. Let me see you pass a comment. Kwaku Forsen, thank you for sharing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Ooh, very soon we'll be going. We'll be sharing the word of the Lord. Today we will be very short. Then we are out of this place. Let it flow now. Let the river flow now. Out of the mundane. What is that we're made? We're made from things unseen. There are realms
of glory.
There are realms of glory for our world to see. Dimensions that are found only in Jesus Christ the Son. This morning, let the channels of our spirit open up. This morning, we are with the Father. And let the channels of our spirit open up. No boundaries, no limits. My God, my God, my God. This morning, channels of our spirit open up. Because we are with the Father. Oh, come on. No boundaries, no limits.
Let deep call unto deep.
Let the river flow now. Out of the mountain to the humble day. The things that were made from things unseen. There are realms of glory for my world to see. Dimensions found only in Jesus Christ the Son. Channels of my spirit open up. I am with the Father. Open up.
No boundaries, no limits. Let deep call unto deep. Channels of my spirit.
I pray for everyone here that this morning, after this encounter, every channel of your spirit is opening up. You are becoming boundaryless. I pray for you that after this morning, everything, every channel of your spirit will open up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here that after this morning, every channel of your spirit will open up. Reina, you are welcome. I pray for each and everyone here that after this morning, every channel of your spirit will open up. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I am with the Father. Channels of opportunity will open up. Channels of glory will open up. Channels of your spirit, they are opening up. You are moving from glory to glory. You are entering the deep things of God. In the name of Jesus. This morning, you are moving from deep to deeper. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. My God, thank you for your spirit this morning. Aha. Petri, you are welcome. Petri, you are welcome. Glory. This morning, every channel will open up. This morning, every channel will open up. This morning, every channel will open up. Glory. Glory. Everybody, you are welcome. My God, my God. Channels of my spirit. Coffee and cream, you're welcome. This morning, God will send us to a dimension in the spirit that we've not been before. We will trust God for God to send us to places, to realms that we've not been before. We are on a spiritual journey. We are on a spiritual journey. And I want to ask you, somebody, this morning, are you prepared for a journey of a lifetime, for a journey of glory this morning. Are you prepared for God to send you to places that you've not been? Glory, my God, let the river flow. We are left with 2 minutes. We will start our teaching service. This morning is the morning of glory. I came here to pronounce the blessings of our God upon your head. And that is why we are here this morning. I am here to pronounce the blessings of God in what you do. I am here to pronounce the blessings of God into your atmosphere. I am here to pronounce good stuff into your atmosphere. That there is a change coming wherever you are. That any condition and any situation you find yourself in, this morning, there is a revival breaking forth. This morning, there is a revival breaking forth. And this morning, God is going to carry you on the wings of glory. God is about carrying somebody on the wings of glory. On the wings of glory. On the wings of glory. This morning, something is changing about your life. These are not mere words. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and then they are life. I pronounce words, not just words. My God, Rena, you are calling. Very soon. Not just words. My God. First, and he said, not just words. They are spirits. My God. This morning I pronounce spirit into wherever you find yourself. Oh, glory.
I am with the Father.
Hey.
No boundaries, no limit.
This morning, you are becoming limitless. In what you do, you are becoming limitless. This morning, whatever you do, you are becoming limitless. My God, my God. This morning, you would encounter grace. This morning, you will encounter the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Let it call unto thee. Things around you will change. You would have no limits. You would have no limits. No boundaries, no limits. My God. Morning of glory. My God. When I said no boundaries, no limits. Exactly. No boundary, no limits. Oh, we are entering deep things and deep sides of God. My God. This is morning of glory. It's a morning of glory. Morning glory, my God. Morning glory, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for sharing. Ajua, you said, I have no limits, no boundaries. Exactly. My God, you are a carrier of grace. Hey, you have no limits. Rena, thank you for sharing. You have no limits. Everything is opening up in your spirit. My God. My God, things are opening up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hello, Bo Shara Baba Baba. Para take a bostaya. Lema Shandala Basai. It's a morning of glory. You would encounter glory, typical glory. Every sickness, every weakness in your body, every sickness in the name of our Lord Jesus. Sickness is leaving your body now. Sickness is leaving your body now. Sickness, cancer is leaving your body. In the name of Jesus. Healing is coming right now. Cancer is leaving your body. Migraine won't touch you. Hey, maraduni mishtaya. Parastelo kosetele boshai. Lendero setini mihanta. Healing, total restoration is coming your way. My God. Kobo Shara Baba. Total restoration is coming your way. Total restoration is coming your way. You will be restored. Healing is coming. Life is coming. My God. My God. My God. Life is coming. Life is coming. I pronounce healing over your body. Sickness cannot tie you down. Sickness cannot kill you down. Diseases where people spent a lot of cash just for healing. The Bible said there was a woman. He touched the hem of the cloth of Jesus, and the woman was healed. The Bible said the woman has spent everything she had on worthless physicians, and physicians made her worse and made her condition worse. In the name of our Lord Jesus, this will not be your story. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the woman was bleeding for 12 good years, but an encounter with Jesus on Jesus's way to the house of Jairus, this woman was able to encounter healing. I pronounce healing over your life, my God and my Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus, diseases are vanishing this morning. Peace is coming your way. Peace in your body. Peace in your mind. Peace in your body. Peace in your mind. Peace in your intellect. From this morning, you begin to think straight again. You begin to think straight again. You begin to have the joy of God in your heart again. You begin to have the joy of God in your heart again. My God. My God. Bashara Bashundi. This morning, if you are ready, just pull the call button. Call, start, make a prayer, and let's start. Pray for us, and let's start. My God. For once you have spoken. Someone should push the call button. Call, make a prayer with us, and let's start. I pray in the name of Jesus. The other day, the centurion told Jesus, just speak the word. The other day, the centurion told Jesus, just speak your word. Just speak your word. I am not even fit to have you under my roof. Beloved, for us, we have the Holy Ghost under our roof. And I speak the words of Jesus, that your faith had made you whole. Everything that you find yourself in, you have been whole. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're welcome once again. We want to delve straight into the word of the Lord. Glory to Jesus. This morning, the topic for today is 10 times better. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. My God. Wherever you are, Daniel chapter 1. Glory. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. If you are there, say I am there, so that I start. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. I read the word of the Lord. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his high court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 1 verse 20. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king inquired them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in the whole wild world. Hallelujah. In the whole kingdom, sorry. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 12. I read. Let me first read 1 Samuel 16, verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18. One of the servants answered, I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine looking man. And the Lord was with him. Hallelujah. Then we go to the verse 18:12. Bible said, Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David. Glory to Jesus. This morning, we want to speak on 10 times better. 10 times better. You know, we live in a world of constant change. The world that we live in changes every day. Who thought and who imagined that there is a time that everything will come to a standstill because of just one sickness? We thought that we were so powerful. The world thought that we were so immune to certain things and certain setbacks. But today, we are all stuck in our place and we are stuck in our room just because something happened. Elma, you are welcome. Teodosia, you are welcome. The world we live in is a world of constant change. We live in a world of constant change. Things are changing every day. Things keep changing. You know, the thing that we give priority today, tomorrow we won't give priority to again. Things that we place importance on today, tomorrow you won't place such importance on. You know, when we were growing up, we lived in wooden louvers, but now we live in glass louvers. It means things have changed. Nothing is constant except change in our world. In this world today, nothing is constant except change. This means change is the only thing that doesn't change. Change is the only thing that doesn't change. Except change, everything in this world will change. I'm here to tell you, somebody, that you are also changing. You are changing. Things you used to do years back, you don't do them again. Some of you could stand outside and bath and you don't care. But today, Walters, you are welcome. Today, I'm not sure you'll be able to stand outside and bath. No. Why? Because you have changed. You've grown. Things are changing. You must understand that as children of God, we are not just empty people trying to make life work. That is not it. We are not just empty people trying to make our life work. No. We are people that contains the investment of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 5. It makes us understand that God has deposited some stuffs within us. God has deposited good wills, good treasure in us. So we are not just empty people trying to make life work. So if you think that you are just an ordinary person who is sitting at your corner trying to make life work, then I'm here to submit to you that that is not so. You are not just an empty vessel trying to make life work, but you are worth it. God specially designed you unto good works.
So God has deposited certain things in you. God has placed his anointing on your life. God has placed his gift on your life. God has placed treasure in your life. God has placed his talent upon your life. There is grace upon your life. Paul said, you know, the Bible said that, and unto each one of us is grace given. You have a grace on your life. I have grace on my life. So we are not just empty people trying to make life work. No, we are just people designed by our God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. We are the handiwork of our God, chosen in him, chosen in Christ, before even the foundation of this world was laid. We were chosen aforetime. So we are not just ordinary people. 10 times better, somebody. And you must understand that the time is running. Even though the world has come to a standstill, the time is running. Portia, you are welcome. Yeah. The time is running. And you must do something now. 10 times better. I want you to comment 10 times better. 10 times better. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Comment 10 times better. Let me see you are here. My God, my God. God bless you. God bless you. You know, people's perception about life can be very funny. The last time I was walking, and you know, people think that this life that we are in, this life is a gamble. So you gamble. And you gamble and you make it. And when you gamble and you are lucky, you make it. When you gamble and you are not lucky, you don't make it. Terry, you are welcome. That is the perception of people about our life today. People think that life is a gamble. I'm here to tell you that life is not a gamble. People also think that life is what you make it. I'm here to tell you life is not what you make it. As children of God, in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, Bible said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So life is not what you make it. Life is what your God has destined you to be. Your life depends not only you, but it depends on God as well. Every child who comes into this world comes with a glorious destiny. So when you come back to our main text, that is the Daniel, you understand that there were people, that is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they find themselves in a new land, and that is Babylon. That is not their home. They are from Jerusalem, but now they are on the new land. Beloved, I want to submit to you, somebody, that you are not just anybody trying to make life work here on earth. The Bible said, "We are strangers on this earth. We are strangers. We are sailors on this earth. We are just passing through." So this world is not our home. Our real destination is our new Jerusalem. So we must check how we carry ourselves. We must check how we move, how we do things. You must check how we do things. God bless you. God bless everybody who commented. I saw a lot of people commenting. Lottie, Ajua, Posha, Fossen, Pastor, Nyantechi, Rina, Walters, Tio, Terry, Ben. My God. Children of God, I want to submit to you. The Bible said that these people, who they found themselves in a new land, was able to, when the king inquired of them, they were found 10 times better. When the king inquired of them, they were found 10 times better. They were not in their home. So if heaven is our home and the world is just a pass away, and we are just trying to pass away, then you must understand something here, that when the king also inquires of us, are we going to be found 10 times better? They were found 10 times better. And I'm here to submit to you that, are you also going to be found 10 times better? My God. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. When you read Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible said, And they purpose in their heart. The people purpose in their heart. They had a purpose to be found 10 times better here on this earth. You must have a purpose. To be found 10 times better, you must have a purpose. Have a purpose in your heart. Don't join the bandwagon. Don't join what other people are doing. Don't join what other people are saying. Have a peculiar life. There is a kind of lifestyle that God wants us to walk in. The Bible said these people, before they were found 10 times, Theodosia Loti, thank you for sharing. The Bible said before these people, they were found 10 times better. They had a purpose. They purposed in their heart. What is your purpose, child of God? What is your purpose here on this earth? What uniquely distincts you from the others? What distinct you from the others? What makes you separate from the others? Find a purpose. Find a purpose and give yourself to. Find a purpose and give your attention to. My God. Find a purpose and give your attention to. Your purpose. I pray for you, somebody, wherever you are, that after this morning, God will make your purpose so clear to you. In the name of Jesus, your purpose will become so clear and so evident. I pray for the courage for you, that after this morning glory, your purpose will become so defined in the name of our God. My God. They had purpose. When you read Daniel chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible said they had favor. The favor of God was upon their life. But the place we read, the first Samuel chapter 16 verse 18, Bible said something, that David had special qualities. But one of the qualities that caught my attention is that the Bible said, and the Lord was with David. The Lord was with David. So when you read Daniel chapter, first Samuel chapter 18 verse 12, the Bible said, When Saul tried to harm David, he could not harm David. Why? Because the Lord was with him. Who you are determines how people approach you. Where you are determines how people see you. Your circle of influence determines how people relate to you. If you are with anyhow people approach you. If you are in the circle of everything goes will not stop within your circle. I pray that you have a purpose from our God. I pray that you have favor with God because you are with God. I pray that a 10 times better anointing comes upon your life. That you become 10 times better. In our world, we are in a dying world. The world that we live in is fleeting, yet is dying gradually. I pray that you bring life and revival to the place where you find yourself, because the oil that is upon your life is 10 times better. I pray that you become uniquely distinct wherever you find yourself. Among your peers, I pray that you become uniquely distinct. Among your circle, I pray that you become uniquely distinct. May God make you better. May God help you, Saul. higher and higher. In the name of our Lord Jesus. My God. Type, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Thank God. My God. So this is morning glory. And I came here to admonish you that there is something that God can endow you with. That is the anointing to become 10 times better. That is the anointing to become 10 times better. And I pray for you, somebody, that you will become indeed 10 times better in every area of your life. In your thinking capacity, become 10 times better. You know, do you know that your mind can bring wealth to you? Do you know that your mind is your garden? Do you know that one precious idea that your mind think about can bring a forever glory and a forever fame to you? My God. The Wright brothers, we hear of them not because, but they thought, they reasoned, they used their mind. I pray for you and your descendants that everybody that you come into contact with will also catch that which is upon you. That your circle of influence, that you influence your circle, that your circle will be influenced by you and by the anointing God has placed on your life. That because of you, your family will be heard. That because of you, your family will be engaged. That because of you, nations will be blessed. My God. My God. Once you have spoken. So as I bring my message to a close, I want to admonish you that you are a blessing. As I'm bringing my message to a close, I want to pronounce the blessings of God over you, that your 30 minutes spending here won't be waste. My God. So wherever you are, stay glued. You are going to catch something right now. God is about breathing. God is about breathing His name upon you. Marie, you are welcome. God is about breathing His name upon you. Marie, leave a comment. You are welcome. God is about breathing His name upon you. My God, you become a blessing. This nation will see of you. This nation would hear of you. The continent of Africa would hear of you. Where people go and then they are denied, you will go and then you'll be accepted. Where people go and then they are denied, you would go and then you'll be accepted. My God, you'll be accepted. And as you are accepted, not just accepted, you'll be celebrated. Hallelujah. Glory. Where people go and then they are denied, you would go and then you will not be denied. You will have access. My God.
through the Spirit. I'm lightened by your word.
My God, I pray for you. Actually, I pray for you that may God breathe his breath upon you and may you not become the same again. Porsche, I pray for you. May you become glorious in everything that you do. Pastor Kwesi, I prophesy upon your head that you always become the head and not the tail. The Lord will even tell me to tell you that your mind is a powerful weapon for the Christian body. Your mind is a weapon for the body of Christ. Pastor Kwesi, I have to tell you that Ghana will benefit from your head, from your mind, and the way you will think and the way you reason. And excellence will exude from that which you do in the name of our Lord Jesus. And the time is coming that the glory that you would exude and the excellent nature of the Lord and of the thing that you would do will be a blessing to you. Waters, I pray for you. Soar higher and higher in every way. In every way you find and every field you find yourself. May you not cease to shine in the name of our Lord Jesus. May you not cease to shine in the name of our Lord Jesus. Authentic, I pray for you. I pray over your head a unique grace. May God single you out, even from your family. And may God make you shine. And may you influence your family positively in the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. My God. Rena, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. You'll be a new person. Peace is locating your home. Joy is coming once again. The financial door is being opened. Good news is hitting you right now. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Ben Wesley, I pray for you. You'll be celebrated and accepted. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. My God and my Father. My God and my Father. Paradinimi arasto, ileres tadiba shandenebe. The anointing of 10 times better is coming upon your life. It is coming upon your life. It is coming upon your life. It is coming upon your life. Wherever you are, I am seeing raw anointing, raw power locating people in their room. My God and my Father, first and wherever you are, I'm seeing a great anointing rolling towards your way and towards your direction. You will shine. My God and my Father, my God and my God. Posse, I prophesy over your head. May you do well in the name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever thing that you think that you've made a mistake, I am praying over your head. God said it is not a mistake. It is towards your destiny path in the name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever the family has lost in this season, I pray over your head. I pray over your head. I pray over your head. You recover in the name of our Lord Jesus. My God and my Father. Marasini mihantaya. Mama sini mihanta. Isaiah, may your mind, as you commented, your mind is a weapon. Your mind is your garden. You shall eat from your mind. You shall eat from your mind. As you reason, may it bring billions and millions to you. My God and my Father. Barashon de lebosa. Iparade. Porose de lebosa. Maras talababa, be the carrier of grace. Malembro shana mama, malande soto lokosa, iparate, kostele bashanda. The 10 times better, the 10 times better oil coming upon your head, coming upon you. Paladene me sete, eleres tini mihanta, rosoto lokosa, iparate sote. My God and my Father, there is glory coming upon you. There is an anointing coming upon you. You shall not beg for bread. Our parents have begged enough. Our parents, they have begged enough. Ma prade stalataya. Le kradabashate. Ilesete rokosete. Paratini elesete. You shall not beg for bread. You shall give. You shall lend to others. In the name of our Lord Jesus. You shall lend to others. In the name of our Lord Jesus. You shall lend and give to others in the name of our Lord Jesus. Morning glory. This is 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 morning glory. You shall not beg for bread. My God, my God, my God, my God. You will have more than enough. Why? Because there is an anointing. 10 times better anointing falling upon your head right now. My God and my God. My God and my Father. Parashande lebosa. Ilendoro setelebosaya. Ilende shata. Glory is coming. Whoever that your mother is sick on a sick bed, I prophesy over your head in the name of our Lord Jesus. May this prayer go and bring healing to your mom right now. To your mom right now. Healing locates you. Healing locates your family. Healing locates your circumstance in the name of our Lord Jesus. Healing mend your broken relationship in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of our Lord Jesus. My God and my Father.
Oh, glory.
Glory. Glory. Arabashanda la baba. Hey. My God. Theodosia, you shall be the head and not the tail. I see you moving from leadership to leadership in the name of our Lord Jesus. I see you moving from leadership to leadership. I see you being appointed in the name of our Lord Jesus. I see you in the name of our Lord Jesus. My God and my God, a time is coming, an hour is coming, that you shall hold offices and meetings. And because of you, if you are not present, meetings won't go off. Meetings will not go off because of you. My God and my Father. My God. Hey. Just breathe your name upon me. Morning glory. This is morning glory. This is morning glory. You would encounter glory. Hallelujah. You move from glory to glory, from favor to favor. Hey, is your name. Bible said, our God lives in unapproachable light, unapproachable realms. That is where you will be. The evil can't come close to you. People will die, but you will not die. You would have life. You will live and declare the good works of our God. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Why? Because God is with you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, we condemn it. The Bible said, if the enemy comes to you like a flood, the Lord shall lift a standard. There's a standard of God that is coming upon your life. You are lifting the standard. You are moving the standard from bar 3 to bar 100. Why? Because multiples anointed, 10 times better. You not become 2 times better, but you become 10 times better. 10 times better. Lift the bar. Raise the standard. Raise the standard. Your standard is changed. My God and my God. Your standard is changed. God, hey. But hey, is your name with Lord? Just read your name upon me. Karabasha. After here, go like the page, follow the page for more of this. After here, go and follow the page. My God and my Father, your standard is changed. My God. Glory. It's changed for the best, my God. As I end this morning glory, I pray for you that you also receive glory.
I pray for you. I pray for you. That you also receive glory. My God. My God. Ladama shata kabashata. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Rabba shata la baba. God bless you. If you are blessed, type I am blessed. If you are blessed, type I am blessed. My God. Parabashata kababa. Paradabakadaba baba. Oh glory. I am blessed. Marababa shara baba. Hey. Kalabashendi. My God. Leba shara baba. If you are blessed, type I'm blessed. If you are blessed, type I'm blessed. My God. This is morning glory, morning glory, morning glory, morning glory, morning glory. Come on now. Hey. Morning glory, you are welcome. Walters, you are welcome. Nob, you are welcome. My God, Jutama, you are welcome. You are blessed, you are blessed. Your circle is blessed. Your circle is blessed. Your parents, they are blessed. Your academics is blessed. Yesterday we learned that the prophet heard from the Lord. I say unto you, may you also hear of the Lord. May you also hear of the Lord. And may you be confident because God has told you something. This is morning glory. Receive glory. Receive glory. My God.
This is how you win your battle. Roll, let's go. Tell you what, give me space, give me space, give me space.
worship rose up to the Father. The fragrance of fellowship rose up to the Father. Noises and indictment.
Yeah. come on.